The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Monday morning, and welcome to another week of Analyze This here on your NPR station in the U.S. Virgin Islands, WTJX-FM, with yours truly, Neville James. It is, how we gonna call it, a green day in paradise. Rain can't done, at least on the St. Croix side. I don't know about St. Thomas. Doc Scholes will let me know in a little bit how St. Thomas was this weekend. Anybody from over the rack, I'll let me know, guys. On the St. Croix side, it was rain. Right? Just like from time to time, I don't hear me talking about a song from Jamban Days, right? Near Hula Hoop, right? And in the song, Nick Friday used to say, it's your waist. Let me see your waist, Popa. Well, look now, that was rain, yeah. That was rain. That was rain, Popa. You know what I'm saying? Every time you turn around, it was just, rain. And the thing about the rain was that it just kept coming down, man. Coming down. Your check. So I was just stunned at how, the amount of rain I came down in no time. So we reaching out to the weather service. Your check. To find out exactly what going on. One of my listeners said, Neville, make sure you call Sangwang tomorrow because we were never warned of these potential flash flood situations. Your check. So, definitely going to do that now, right? By the way, don't forget. Today is Earth Day and the Planet V Plastic event on St. John, right, taking place tonight over at the Giffield School. You can also get it on Zoom. You'll check, so just go to the Island Green Living's website and click on the flyer, and then the Zoom link will open, right? It starts around 5:30, 5:40 to give folks time to get from the ferry to the venue for those who coming over from RAC. Taking a Pillsbury song. I learned that one, right? From St. Thomas to St. John. Anyway, let's talk with the weather folk down in San Juan. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Giuliana Sayas.
Giuliana.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Why didn't you tell me that we were going to get a lot of rain this weekend?
The forecast can change something. But yeah, we have a surface trough moving across the area.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's bringing some rain for all of us here.
I like that answer. In other words, it's the weather, so don't blame me. Things happen. How much rain did we receive over the weekend?
Let me check that really quick. Mm-hmm.
What about San Juan? Did y'all get a lot of rain down there? Because we got a lot of rain over here.
Yes. We received a lot of rain, especially overnight. Last night and this morning as well. Okay. We have about, let me see. Yeah, definitely like some, almost 4 inches of rain.
In San Juan?
Near the area. In San Juan, it's like 1 to 1.5 near the coast. And near San Juan, yeah, in Loíza, it's like almost 4 inches.
In Loíza?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of rain.
Yeah. What about the airport on St. Croix and the airport on St. Thomas? You have those numbers yet?
Let me check really quick here.
Okay.
Let me ask something.
Okay.
De los estimados de lluvia para San Cuerpo. Esto lo tenemos bien malo. Es que lo saben en el aeropuerto.
Yeah, because over the weekend, beginning on Friday night, we started getting those heavy showers.
And then
Saturday, off and on all day. And then yesterday morning in particular, into the afternoon, it was just a heavy amounts of rain.
Yeah, definitely. For now, like the values are preliminary because of the, the airports that are not reporting weather correctly.
Okay.
So it's a little bit complicated.
That's okay. That's
to
okay.
Say a number.
Not a problem.
But yeah, definitely you guys received some good rain there. Hopefully nothing too bad for the people.
No, the island's going to be green. Muy verde.
Yeah, that's right.
Is la verde en total. You know what I'm saying? So...
That's right. And this weather pattern is expected to continue basically through the week. Maybe a little bit less there over USB Islands, but the wet pattern is expected to continue through the weekend and through the week, sorry, and then a little bit of improvement next Saturday. That's what we have right now in the forecast.
So we're looking at even more rain between now and the rest of the week?
Yes, that's right. We're going to stay in this like unstable pattern through the week, and then hopefully a little bit better through the weekend.
Wow. Wow, this is interesting. Okay, so we got to tell the boaters and the beachgoers to be careful then.
Yes, that's right. For now, we have a moderate risk of rip currents, so we encourage people, to be careful. We don't have high risk, but we're still in moderate, so we encourage people to be careful anyway.
Okay. Well...
Remain alert.
Remain alert. So there's a moderate risk, you said?
What was that, sorry?
There's a moderate risk?
Yes, and it's expected to continue basically, through the week. If there are any changes, we will let you guys know, but for now, we're going to stay in moderate through the week.
Thank you very much, Juliana.
Yeah, no problem. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Good. So that's Juliana from down there in San Juan with the weather service. I'm looking here at weather underground, right, at Henry Rollson Airport. But this is a precipitation forecast. I was looking to see what the accumulation was. Check to see how many inches of rain had rolled in over here. You know what I'm saying? But I can't seem to get a number because me living like that at all, I'd like to know what that number be, because I won't believe that number, that number there was significant. The check over the last, I'd say 24 to 48 hours, or like I ought to say, in St. Thomas, right? All wars. Check. So if I could find a link, right, that could go backwards and give me a day, Jack, then I could make that day work. You know what I'm saying? But it was what it was. Anyway, we got a great show lined up today. With the table talk, a number of great topics, right? One of which, right, I want to get to right now. Because, today is the 22nd of April, which means that 9 days from now is going to be May the 1st, which is next week, Wednesday. And then, the first Saturday in May, right, is the Run for the Roses, right, the Kentucky Derby. And there are some horses that are not going to make the Run for the Roses. And there are certain tracks that run stakes races, right? And yesterday, stakes races where horses don't point for the Kentucky Derby, they point for the second leg, which is the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore. And yesterday in Chicago, they ran the Illinois Derby, right, at Hawthorne Racecourse. And I want you to listen to the call, because you're going to hear a name, right, towards the end of the race, right, that is a Virgin Islands name. So I want you to listen to this call, right? It's about 2 minutes, and it's the Illinois Derby from yesterday at Hawthorne Racecourse.
And running in the Illinois Derby. And on the inside, Patriot Spirit showing early speed, followed by Woodcourt on the outside. Then moving in between horses, Regal, Real Men Violin, tucked in along the rail. Legree is fifth. They're covered by four lengths as they make their way into the first turn. It's Patriot Spirit with the lead. And around the turn they go, Patriot Spirit leads by a length and a half in front of a trio of opponents. On the inside, Real Men Violin. And then three wide up the backstretch goes Woodcourt in between those two. Regal and trailing Legree. Legree about six lengths behind the leader. If they continue their journey on the backstretch, and your leader is Patriot Spirit. Five furlongs to go in the Illinois Derby. Patriot Spirit by two. Real Men Violin right there second. Woodcourt tracking from third. And then on the inside, Regal is fourth. Legree starts to move from the back of the pack. They've got a half mile to go, and up front, Patriot Spirit leads by 3.5 lengths. Real Men Violin still chasing second. Woodcourt is third. The Gray Legree trying to advance along the rail. Regal drops out fifth. They come to the top of the stretch, all chasing Patriot Spirit. Real Men Violin on the outside second, and then it's a gap to find Woodcourt. Legree and Regal, they come off to turn, and Patriot Spirit has opened up a 3.5 length advantage. Real Men Violin trying to re-rally second, and then it's Woodcourt followed by Legree inside the final furlong. Patriot Spirit has the lead by five. Real Men Violin chased every step of the way, but to no avail. Patriot Spirit, Julio Felix to win the Illinois Derby. And Patriot Spirit won it by 4.5. Real Men Violin. Then it was Woodcourt.
You hear that jockey name, right? They say Julio Felix. Well, he's from St. Croix. So a jockey, right, from St. Croix won the $200,000 Illinois Derby yesterday at Hawthorne Racecourse. And he is now eligible to run in the Preakness Stakes, which is not on May the 4th. It's going to be contested the second leg on May the 18th. At Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. Now, the trainer said he's not sure if he's going to the Preakness because it might be the waters might be a little too deep. But we want to congratulate Crucian, St. Croix jockey, Julio Felix, for winning the Illinois Derby. You know how we do it on this show, right? And I got to tell you something, right? I was listening to it in my headphones because I got this off of Twitter, you know, Damon Thayer, the Senate Majority Leader. He does some work for VIGL and he put this up on Twitter, and yo, that thing come too clear. I don't know if the engineer heard how clear this clip came through, but that was some awesome audio. You know, I was listening to it, you know, through my headphones. That's, it sounds so nice, right? You know what I'm saying? So we want to congratulate Julio Felix. We're gonna talk a little bit more about that in the table talk. But again, right, remember now, 11 years ago, we had two jockeys, right, Kevin Krieger and Victor LeBron, who participated in the 2013 Kentucky Derby. And now we got Julio Felix winning six-figure races yesterday up and at Hawthorne Patriot Spirit. And he was 5-1, too. You want a favorite. You want a lock. So Julio Felix put him on the lead, and the rest is history. So we want to give a shout out to him. I also got word early this morning, right, that the Dave Matthews Band, right, is going to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this coming October in Cleveland, right? So congratulations to St. Thomas's own, Rashawn Ross. Because as a member of the Dave Matthews Band, he's going to be a part of the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know my boss, you know, she's a big Dave Matthews fan. She didn't hug Lee. You know what I'm saying? So, because of that, then Lorna Nichols hooked me up with the info, right? As a result of this, he's going to be officially one of 8 trumpet players, right? Because apparently he posted something, must have been on Facebook or something. He posted something. He's going to be one of 8 trumpet players in the hall, right? To include Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Dave Bartholomew, Quincy Jones, Herb Alpert, Cynthia Robinson, Lee Lugan, and Mr. Ross himself. So, Miss Monsanto, take a bow, man. Sam, yo. I was hoping logistically to make it to Manchester, England this weekend because they're playing in Manchester. I believe it's next week, either Monday or Tuesday or Saturday, right? But, you know, it ain't work out. You know what I mean? Because they're in Europe now, right? And I had, she had reached out to me to let me know. Look, if you're traveling and they're about, right? You know, let me know. And she sent me the tour calendar and all that stuff. And I was looking at Manchester. But unfortunately, I can't make it. I'm actually stuck here until the middle of next week. That's right. I'm going to be gone for the first week of May. Just letting you know, I don't know. Your boy taking a little vacation. You know, I've been doing it, you know, for the last couple of years, right? So, you know, it is. But congratulations, man. You know what I'm saying? Rashawn Ross. And when you hear them name there, right? Right? Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis. Should have said the phone done clicking already. Right? Dave Bartholomew, Quincy Jones, Herb Alpert. Right? He had a song named Rise. Right? From back 1980. I know Ronnie Russell and Ronnie Comini gonna talk about that. I know Quiet Fire used to kill that. Ricky Richards. Oh gosh. Rise, big tool for A&M Records, because you know he and Jerome Moss owned that label. That's where Janet Jackson was back in. I don't know if she's still there with them, but she's been with them. You know, Cynthia Robinson, Lulagan, and Rashawn Ross, man. Wow. Virgin Islanders doing big things. Right? Right? Cannot lose. I know dog school like that one. That's a Jamaican terminology. When a horse coming down the lane and he open up by 4 lengths and he going to win the race, cannot lose. Rashawn Ross is a winner. So congratulations on that one there, you know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do, take a break. You know, I'm feeling good this morning because, you know, Virgin Islanders doing big things, you know, so it's all good. We'll be back. The table talk is going to start in a bit, and we got a lot of things to talk about. Yo, a big trial going on in New York. So them is an opening. Opening statements this morning, son. Wow. So, be back right after this.
Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With 2 locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday. In these divided times, what could be more important than a conversation? Conversation with someone we don't know, someone we think we know, someone with whom we disagree or think we do. Join us as we ask questions of politicians, ranchers, parents, athletes, activists, gardeners, writers, and lots more. Then listen along with you.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTGX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Music can be an incredibly personal experience. A song can inspire you, it can comfort you, it can make you feel understood, it can even take you back to a specific moment in your life. And it all begins with the artist. Join me, Raina Duras, as I get personal through in-depth interviews with your favorite musicians and find out where those songs come from on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
I'm Aisha Roscoe, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, where we're not just interested in what's going on in the world, but why it's happening and how. Details are important. So are different points of view. We're dedicated to bringing you the stories behind the big events and the small ones, too. Join us every Sunday morning for Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Yo, we're doing an impromptu trying to hook up here with Rashawn Ross's moms, because, it's a big moment, you know what I'm saying? And you know how we do things here. And Alexa, talk to me, Mr. Let me know. Okay. So we're waiting for that call. So we're going to let Ronnie Russell hold off a little bit, right? Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone so Miss Monsanto go calling, and then we're going to let Ronnie Russell call in on that line right after to get a table talk. Doug School is already on the other line. Good morning, the handle, Mr. Majority Leader out at St. Thomas. How you doing?
Morning, Mr. President, and to the viewing and listening audience. I'm doing well and giving thanks.
How was the weather this weekend over on St. Thomas? I get rain over.
Yeah, we got some rain, but it wasn't like Dubai.
So it ain't dry like chip, but you get a little rain.
Yeah, it ain't dry like chip. You get a little rain, and it wasn't like Dubai.
Yes. You hear about that, right? Yeah, I like when you said I want that dry like chip. You know what I'm saying? That one day, every time I heard it. We tried to hook up and get Miss Monsanto on the line because her pick me. He's a member of the Dave Matthews Band, and they have it's been announced they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, man. So, you know how that is.
Well, I was looking forward to that because the band is renowned.
We had
a band in St. Thomas named Arthur Jepson and the Band of Renown.
That's doing the graph people, them, right?
In the graph part of them.
Yeah. So we're good. So I believe we have Miss Monsanto on the line. Good morning, proud mom. Welcome to Analyze This. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Don't come on my show acting all modest, like I said, you know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna walk, I know you're feeling nice. This man.
Yeah,
ain't
I'm working here. Yeah.
Yeah, so again, another by the way, I got Doc School on the line. He gonna co-host this conversation with you this morning. Doc, you want to talk to your fellow St. Thomian, man?
Well, I just want to say that the Antiguans, them to say, I enough and I edge up right now. And I have goosebumps and my heart is full up. So I just want to say congratulations to the big man for his accomplishment. We know from whence he came.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Representing the Virgin Islands as a part of the Dave Matthews Band, where he has been for a while, is something that we here as a people are really, really proud of. And I know Georgia Francis. I know Georgia Francis Chesmus a big up too.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, mommy, if I could call you that, I could call you that and show this man I'm sponsored.
Tell me anything.
Okay, mommy. Yeah. All them days when you're there in the house cooking food or cleaning and you're hearing your child in the room playing the trumpet, talk about the sum of that. This is just one crossroad, because you know he has a lot more, God willing, for him to achieve.
Well, growing up around the field, in our home, I mean, as somebody come to the house, someone get there, he going to get a trumpet to come out to blow. Poop, 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 all good.
Yes. Yeah. So
he will be outside with Calvin, Calvin Pickering, and they'll go together on the field. And
Calvin Pickering, the baseball player for Baltimore Orioles?
Yeah.
Wow. All of us just running the same project.
Okay.
And they will be outside playing ball, man and bass. And when you look at him inside in the house, he come blow. He lead them out there, and he come in and blow here. Blow his trumpet.
Wow. Well, congratulations in order. He went to school in Boston or New York? Or both?
He went to Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Berklee College. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 4 years. Berklee College.
And then when he called and said, mommy, I got a gig with the Dave Matthews Band. Did you know who the Dave Matthews Band was at the time when he told you that? So you went and do your research. You went and do your research.
I had to listen to the music. Mm-hmm.
Now, and then when you realize, wait a minute, my child playing with this popular, successful band.
Yeah.
That had to have been an achieving moment for you.
It has, and I know all the songs now.
I like that. Can you count how many times you've seen him live performing? Because I know you try to get away as much as possible to see your picnic.
Yeah. He's been with them since 06 to present, and wherever he is, the only place I don't go is out of America. Wherever he go, Europe and the place, I stay home.
You're right.
Once it's America, wherever I want to go, I'm there.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Now I pull up a story. You mentioned 2006. Doug Skoll, they got an article here on The Source where this is February 2008. And they say Rashaan Ross, he says Dave Matthews Band is the perfect gig. And they start, and I think they mentioned mommy in the article. Right. They say he was a member of Georgia Francis music program at Charles Tamale High School.
That's correct. Juan Harrigan.
And then he played with Imaginations Brass and Jam Band before graduating from high school, mommy.
And that's right. And the band from St. Croix that comes from DC, he had played with them too.
And then he said, Doc School, check this out. He said, when it comes to musical inspiration, Imaginations arranger and fellow trumpeter Sergio Bolo Feliciano made the deepest impression on Ross. And he said, everything I learned, I learned from Bolo. I owe everything I know to him. Now, Docs and Mami Monsanto and St. Croix Jamban had a big following, right?
Uh-huh.
But there was a number of us who were loyal Imaginations Brass supporters, including me. Like, I was a big supporter of that brass section there. Doug Skoll and Bolo. I watching this heavy love. That's what we don't call them now. We don't use the F word. We don't call them heavy love. I see heavy love pick up the trumpet. And man, he don't hold that there like it's a clarinet and make beautiful music, man.
The late
great Sergio Bolo Feliciano, by the way.
Yeah. I remember Bolo. I used to be a part of the Sebastian Majorettes, and I know Miss Monsanto know about the Sebastian Majorettes, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Bolo, that's where Bolo used to play with us in the band. Mr. Ken from up Savan. Right, was the leader of the band. and Bolo right. and Rudy Simmons and Mike and Flavi. I'm talking about one of my brothers, Willow and Lil Will. And we used to come up with the Sebastian Majorette marching. We had the Sebastian Majorette marching band. And we used to go to Antigua for Carnival. We have been to Barbados. We have been up in Canada. And Bolo was the anchor. No pun intended.
That's right.
Bolo was the anchor.
No, he was a great.
In the brass section, man. And it was awesome. And his progression.
Mm-hmm.
When he lost his sight, Neville, Bolo was still in the studio, right? Helping these guys to record. So, a great contribution. So, Rashan was there. And like I said, when I first said Georgia Francis, you know, Georgia Francis was a music teacher at the Charlemagne High School.
But check this out, right?
Ian Parsons and all of these young men that came through that program. You understand what I'm telling you?
But check this out, right? One of my adopted godfather, he named Bai, right? He lived in New York since the late 60s. He named Winston Foy, right? Right?
Yeah.
Georgia Francis, right, is his aunt. You know what I'm saying? It's a small world. Georgia Francis is for Manassa Francis, right? They Raymond Francis' sister by father's side.
That's correct.
It's a small. It's a small one. So I reading this now, and I say, "But wait, this name sounds familiar," and they all coming together. Wow, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was a music teacher. Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Par excellence, man. She's one of the best.
Yeah.
Like I say, a lot of those students came to her up at the Charlemagne High School.
Nah, man. This is awesome. Yeah. And in this article,
as Ms. Monsanto said. One down at Conquering School because we had a good program, a nice program at Conquering School. Malvon Gums.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Malvon Gums now also that, came to that program. You know, Malvon, they honor him.
That name sounds familiar, man.
Yeah, Malvon Gums for Spectrum Band.
Spectrum Band, man.
You play trumpet together, him and Rashan,
Okay, here it is. So in the article, he said, My family has been my strongest support. The Rosses from St. Croix and the Monsantos from St. Thomas, Ross says. Music was a constant in young Ross's life and household. He remembers his interest being piqued by a jazz CD he lifted surreptitiously from his father, the late Randy Ross, who passed away in 2004. So condolences 20 years later for the loss of dad. He said, he's the reason I am where I am today. I stole my first jazz CD from him, right? And he said, Mother Beverly Monsanto was determined that her son would succeed even when Hurricane Marilyn devastated the family home in 1995. The VI Council of the Arts Award recipient was on a fast track to Berklee College of Music, which Mommy mentioned a while ago, when he was forced to miss his audition for a scholarship slated for the week after the storm devastated the territory. Wow. Wow. Timing again, right? That's some bad timing that took place there. Right?
Bad timing.
Yeah. And you make...
And we had to pay for his first semester college, his father and I, up front.
And
after he got to Berklee College of Music, my son made a name for himself.
So at that point...
He got all kind of scholarships.
At that point, they're begging him to stay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, because the same Berklee now, right? They're going to be bragging about how one of our alumnus, right? One of our alumni is part of the Dave Matthews Band that's going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame come October 2024. Wow. Hey, Docs, we keep telling people every Monday on this show that great people that come out of the Virgin Islands, people don't want to listen and some of them being hardened. You know that term we that use, right? Hardened, right?
They're hard, hearing.
Yeah, diff, not deaf, the acting diff, right?
Yes.
But the reality
but
is...
But to the kids of the Virgin Islands, I would like to tell them, Russian practice almost 8 hours a day.
You got to put in the time.
Versatility with our students here from the Virgin Islands plays a big role when they get to the States.
Wow.
They could play Latin, they could play just about anything. That versatility took him a long way.
Now one of my listeners, right, Rufus Tomboldt, said, Bolo introduced Rashan to El Grambo,
right.
El Gran Combo horn section for inspiration.
He used to take Rashan with him to Puerto Rico, someplace on this or someplace. And, you know, Rashan was in school at that time.
Yeah.
When they're playing, like, in New York, Labor Day, and I say, he and Boots, I say, I take him a child. Rashan was a child, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Charlie, yeah, Bolo then took him all over.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yo, and yeah. Again, you know, this just, you know, making me smile, because I don't know, it's a big El Gran Combo. Why do call him the big band? Because that's the name, El Gran Combo, right?
Yes.
And their horn section, that's arguably the greatest, the horn section in the history of music. Not just salsa and Latin music, music.
Right.
Right? El Gran Combo has lasted for over 60 years. And classic songs like Timbalero and Se Nos Perdió El Amor, the list goes on. Teléfono, the list goes on. And mm-hmm. I could see Rashan really doing some damage. And that trumpet. So, mommy, you invited me and wanted to know if I were going to be in Europe. I don't know.
I will hook you up.
I know,
and
man.
And it's too late. Let me tell you, the most Virgin Island people go to the show in West Palm Beach. You're welcome. Let me know.
The West Palm Beach gig is what time of the year?
Yeah. It's in May 31st.
May 31st.
Maurice
Byron,
them all.
Yeah, Maurice for Glenwood Byron, them Van Grove. Yeah.
J.D. Clark.
All the baseball players out of the West and Grove and St. Croix. Wow.
That's
awesome. You know, I just want to.
Any area you're in and you want to go?
Yeah, I'm gonna let you know. Remember now, I was fortunate you hooked us up and he was on our show. During the pandemic, he was actually in California.
Right.
And he called in at like 5 a.m. Cali time to be on the show at 8 o'clock my time. So I was very grateful for that. But I just want to say, as a proud mom, a Virgin Islands mom, a St. Thomas mom, I'm going to be more specific, a round-the-field hospital ground mom.
Right.
Congratulations on your son.
Is that Randy Ross?
Oh, without a doubt, Randy Ross out of the West. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We want to say congratulations on your son being a part of the Dave Matthews Band, as they are officially inductees in the 2004 Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. Congratulations, mommy.
To God be the glory.
That's all it is, man. You got
and
it.
And Neville, you see, we just got in Hall of Famers, Tim Duncan and all of
you know
these
that.
Guys.
You know that.
We got Hall of Famers in every
aspect of
the art here in the Virgin Islands. And Rashan is a true Virgin Island. Six or one half a dozen of the next, as the great start over the side.
You know that, right? And every time I remember 1995, I remember a song from Jamban. You know, I like to bring it up with you, right? Hula hoop is your waist.
Let me see your waist, Papa.
You know what I'm saying? So in this case, it's the hand. Let me hear the hand, Papa. You know what I'm saying? So we go with that.
Yes.
Miss Monsanto, congratulations again. Thank you for calling
you.
In and giving great flavor to Table Talk on this Monday in April.
So much.
Okay, and tell your son we say hello and congrats, okay?
Big every time.
That's Miss Beverly Monsanto, the moms of Rashan Ross, who is a part of Dave Matthews Band, newly inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that ceremony takes place on October 19th, 2024. We'll take a break. Be back right after this. Ronnie Russell going to join in as a fellow musician and give his flavor as well. Be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party, or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression, and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Sometimes you need a moment to just step back, relax, and listen to your favorite song. I'm Raina Duris, and on the next World Cafe, maybe I can help you find something new to love, or maybe remind you of something you've been missing. There's so much music out there to enjoy, so take a moment, take a breath, and tune in to World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
So I spent the past year trying to figure out what news designed for 21st century humans might look like. One of the things that really stuck with me was that we now know that humans actually need hope to get up in the morning. And I don't think as a journalist I ever thought about it that way.
We're always looking for new and better ways to understand the world we live in. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons.
From 2 to 4 on WTJX FM, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Back here, I analyze this. You know, we're feeling good this morning because Virgin Islands doing great things abroad. Ronnie Russell has now joined the chat. Good morning, Mr. Guitar Player. I know you got to be proud to know that one of our Virgin Islands musicians is part of the Dave Matthews Band, inducted in the Hall of Fame later this year, my brother.
Yes, man, that's a great achievement. And that is why I love your show, Neville, because you recognize Virgin Islanders who achieve national and world fame.
You know, it is.
I love that.
Yo, and you know, yesterday, Julio Felix win the Illinois Derby in Chicago. Man, I had to play the call for the race. Don't hold it against me, audience. But, you know, Haas Racing is intravenous with me, so I had to play that one there. You got right, the laugh, Ducks. You know, I use that term, right? Intravenous, the late song, a little biological.
I know. That's why I'm laughing.
You're
lyrical today.
I could have said, "Hey, my blood." You know what I mean? But I said, "No, intravenous," right?
Because it's sanguine.
Yeah, exactly. And Ronnie, the Julio Felix is another Virgin Islander, part of that, born in New York, raised up, living in St. Croix of Virgin Islands roots. This New York thing, real or no, Ronnie Russell? For the Caribbean. For the Virgin Islands, for the Caribbean. This New York connection real. So, you know, we want to congratulate. And he's actually in the sunset of his career, you know, but he is riding tremendous, winning races at Turfway Park, all over the place. And yesterday, I think that's the biggest win of his career. He's like 2 or 3 years younger than me or thereabouts. And here he is, winning six-figure races during the Triple Crown build-up part. That's awesome, man. Virgin Islands again. Big every time, Ducks? That's it,
Tom? Big every time.
Big every
time.
That's
what we're talking about, big every time.
Now, Ronnie, you're a musician. You and I, one night we were at, during the campaign, I think it was either 2006 or 2008 campaign, we were at the VI Puerto Rico Friendship. It was being held at the Agriculture Fair, right?
Yeah.
And you and I, and I was watching you, and there was a band that came from Puerto Rico, and you were just watching them and saying, Neville, they ain't start up yet, and they're still getting warm. They had done play about 2 or 3 signs, right? But it looked like you knew the set. They were going to last for a couple hours. You said, Neville, wait until you hear them in a couple hours from, in a little while from now. And musicians, man. I use a different breed of cat, Rami. Seriously. Meaning about Ayo,
yeah.
That detail, Mami just said that he used to practice 8 hours a day. It looked like when I fall in love with an instrument, it's for real, man.
Very real. Very real. And it comes part of your persona. You identify with the instrument that you practice a lot, and it becomes part of you. And, you know, it really is, you know, a real testament to what music is in terms of humanity and the human condition. Because music is part of our vibration. And when you get a vibration, you play instrument and you learn it really well. That's part of you, Devin. So when I see him being inducted, you know, that's part of what our culture is about, music. And, you know, we expose it across the globe because you're talking about Fred Thomas and Fuma Peterson, and I could name hundreds of musicians that started here and went global, you know. So, you know, this is a thing to be recognized. And Neville, thank you for sending me that because I didn't know about it. Thank you.
Well, I had to do it, you know what I'm saying? And he himself, you know, he is personally proud because as a trumpeter, when he put on it, he said, he got eight. And I put it in local colloquial term now, Doc School. He said he's going to have eight trumpet man in the Hall of Fame to include Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Dave Bartholomew, Quincy Jones, Herb Alpert, Cynthia Robinson, Lee Lugan, and Rashaan Ross. You hear them names? Miles Davis, and I'm kind of thinking of Quincy Jones.
Hold that.
He said, hold that. You know, this is awesome. So we definitely want to give a shout out to the one and only Rashaan Ross out of the Rock, out of the Hospital Ground area. And I just got a text message here. Carol Bok sent me a text message. I want to make sure I read it here. She says she just got back from Chicago, right? And he invited me to come, but she came home on Saturday, you know what I'm saying? So, and she attended a walkthrough for the DNC, the 2024 DNC convention. So, yeah, man. She's talking about Julio Felix. Okay, yeah. She's Julio Felix, because he rode in Chicago. Okay, good. Yeah, so, you know, like I said, man, when we get one for you, we got to push them. Gentlemen, it's April 22nd. Doc's call is Carnival, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. This time of the year.
Carnival, baby, it's time to rock and expose the culture. You know, the culture, our way of life, and Carnival highlights our culture, all the aspects of our culture. So, looking forward to it. The Calypso competition is going to be Saturday night. Monday, I think Marshall Montano going to be in the village.
Yeah.
And we're going to rock and roll. And they named the village after Malbone Gums. Who used to play with Rashaan back in the day.
The same Malvon Guns for Spectrum Band and Department of Education, right?
He and Rashaan used to play together.
Wow. Ronnie, you ever went to St. Thomas as part of a band to play in Carnival?
Yep. Definitely.
Tell the public about that. What it's like to hop on a plane to know how to go in rock to do damage, to teach them Tommy and how to play music.
who was responsible for that? Oswald Pater. He was involved with the Brassorama at the time.
Okay.
I don't know if it's happening now, but I know Osbert was involved with the Carnival Committee. And he contacted me because he knew I play music.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Ronnie, you create a band to come over to represent St. Croix, and I get a masterful band. Reggie Williams.
Oh, gosh.
Eddie Russell.
Oh, gosh. Them a legend, you know, Ronnie. Be careful, you know. You know, start to make enemy on my show this morning, so because it look like you want to go to St. Thomas to create the... And now, you know, Imaginations Brass used to be a dominant brass around my band and not Doc School. Movements, jam band used to win the road match, but that brass around my Imaginations had a that brass section for Imaginations was no joke, Doc School. No joke.
Yeah. With Bolo out there, with Bolo on the trumpet, and you had Rudy Sebastian.
Yeah.
Then you had Coggins on the and the trombone. It was awesome. Ronnie, I was on the committee with Asbot. It was the music committee of the subcommittee of the Carnival Committee.
Okay.
And we were responsible for putting on the Brassorama.
Yeah. And we come over with a five-piece hand section.
Mm-hmm.
Moorhead was there.
Mm-hmm.
Payne was doing trombone. Reggie write the chart.
Wait, Anthony Payne, the great trombonist from Anna's Hope?
Yeah.
Ronnie, it is an all-star team you put on to go St. Thomas.
And then Reggie write a masterful chart, and the name of the band at the time
It was my band. He named Onyx.
Onyx. Okay. Onyx, okay.
Onyx. I remember Onyx. Yes. So we, hey man, we had a ball. Magic took them down.
Of course, Magic gonna take them. Magic are rough, but I know one thing. When Magic get a trophy and the money, they say, make sure that Onyx get on the plane, and okay, they gonna go back St. Craig. We want them on St. Thomas for too long. You know, I got a joke for you, and I know I gonna like this. Right, I was talking to Mickey Lynch one night, and I told Makita, Ronnie, I told your niece about this story, right? Taco and the Playboys were big back in the day.
Yeah.
Right? Ronnie, still there?
I do.
Okay, right. Taco and the Playboys are still were big back in the day. Docs, it had a hotel over in St. Thomas named Pineapple Beach?
Yeah, Pineapple Beach over in the east and over by Cokie Point.
Over by Cokie Point, okay.
That's where thing is right now. Margaritaville is right there now.
Okay, Margaritaville. Well, apparently it had a big dance over there one night, right? And Taco and the Playboys playing. I don't know if they were playing with somebody else or it was just Taco, them, and a DJ. But when Reggie Williams and Eddie Russell city among the people that come to the dance, right? Taco them had take the first break. Cause you know they'll play multiple sets, right? So when they're ready to play the second set, they can't find Eddie and Reggie, right? So they want to know what happened. So they went and they find them standing up by a corner, right? So the man said, look, no, you ready to go again or no? And the man said, yeah, we ready to go again, but that money ain't right, B. Not with all these people here.
I'm sure if Taco were there, I know Milo was there. Milo was one of the band them who was accompanying them. Milo and Taco and...
Milo and Taco had a deep rivalry, man. Deep.
Yeah, so I'm sure they were paired together over here.
Yeah. Ronnie, so Eddie and Reggie tell them, look, man, I go get that money together, man, because all these people, yeah, I can't be paying we what I'm paying we. I love that story when Mickey Lynch tell me that story. But we've had great musicians here in the Virgin Islands for years, and we definitely want to give a shout out to the one and only Rashawn Ross, father from St. Croix, Randy Ross, mommy Beverly Bonsanto from the Rock, around the field, and he plays trumpet for the world famous Dave Matthews Band, and they have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024, and we got to give them their props, man. By the way, I heard another...
Neville, one of Mickey Lynch's brother used to play with Milo, no?
Hallman. Hallman, watch your man just conga, Hallman, man. Hallman
was in Milo, man. He punging up that conga like...
You know that he was also on the last album that James and the Happy Seven recorded with Cruzan Records. And he played in Puerto Rico and them kind of thing, and he was a special conga player, no?
Oh, yeah, man. He got hit to that Latin beat. Like
that Latin beat, yeah, man. I know how to... I had that piece of iron to knock the side of the conga, right?
Yeah.
Ronnie, people don't appreciate the percussion as much as they should, in my opinion. I know. The percussion is what determines the tempo, you know.
Of course, but, you know, percussion is generated from generally African Caribbean music.
African, right?
Yeah.
African.
So, and
Milligan tell me, Neville, you see all that salsa we hearing and that salsa you to play in the jukebox, that's African music, or no?
Yeah, that's African. So it translated into the Caribbean, and it didn't catch on in the American genre, which is blues and jazz, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Some people infuse it, Ray Barreto. And I could name other people who infuse it. And now, you know, when you hear Spyro Gyra, they got the whole percussive thing,
Johnny, Ronnie, when you call that name, that Spyro Gyra, be careful, you know. That's a great, great band, you know. Remember now, they don't incorporate the xylophone.
They had the whole thing, man.
Yeah,
and, they should attribute all of these kind of things infusing in American music.
Mm-hmm.
When Beyonce do a country music ain't come from
the Middle America.
Midwest.
The Middle America.
No, it come from bluegrass.
No, it come from It come from New Orleans
The blues music, man. The blues music, Muddy Waters and Fats Domino and all them, man. Yeah, man.
So you know, it's now getting worldwide recognition, and music is music. Musicians.
Oh gosh, man.
Appreciate all therapy. Kind of music.
Therapy, Raymond.
And it's therapy.
I mean, Ronnie. Therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
Therapeutic.
And it's, since we're using
big terms on Doc School, therapeutic, man. Music.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I got a boy named Lugo. Used to play trumpet with Imaginations.
Aldi Lugo.
I saw him at One Love gas station, and he and I were talking, and he said, "Don't forget, you know, we make Willie Spinney go to Puerto Rico to bring a hand man to play against we in the Brassarama." Okay, back
but
then.
I was gonna give you that story. The thing is, Mandingo Brass was known for percussion.
Percussion.
There was percussion. Van Spinney had a song, Bonnie and the Congo, and the percussion is basically what they were known for. Imagination was the hand, and Jamban was the rhythm.
We named Mandingo were Ultimate Mashup.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you couldn't beat Imagination was because
of
the powerhouse of the Caribbean, right?
And that was the name of the band, Imagination's Brass.
Yeah, the powerhouse of the Caribbean because of the brass.
Yeah, but check this out, Doc School. The song that everybody had to play that year was a song out of St. Croix named Crazy Bacchanal.
For
Gemini Brass. Remember we had a brass band over here too, right?
Yeah, and I think that was one of the first test piece. I used to call it the test piece, correct.
Ronnie.
Gemini Brass with that woman out of St. Croix.
Ronnie, I hope you appreciate that me and Doc School, the brain's still functioning, or no? We don't remember a little. We remember it a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
The done generation ain't done.
No, but you tend to remember beautiful things, man, and Brassarama, to me. Right, Brassarama was basically about showing off the musical brilliance of Virgin Islanders. That's what Brassarama really was about.
Absolutely.
And I want to once again give a shout out to Rashawn Ross, Beverly Monsanto, the whole family. Congratulations on being a part of the Dave Matthews Band inducted in the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. When we come back, we're going to talk some politics. A lot of things going on in the mainland, gentlemen. So the table talk is in effect. We'll do a quorum call and be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on... Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party. Or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Coral reefs, they are one of the most endangered habitats on Earth when it comes to climate change. But help is on the way. I'm Dr. M. Sanja. Join us as we find ways to preserve our changing planet.
We have the building blocks to rebuild that reef.
To see science in action, absolutely amazing.
Tune in April 24th at 8 p.m. on WTJX-TV, Channel 12.